Episode number 472. More one-to-ones equal more referrals.
You're listening to the official BNI podcast with BNI founder and chief visionary officer, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Stay tuned for networking and referral marketing tips from the man who's been called the father of modern networking, along with suggestions and insights into getting the most from your membership in the world's largest networking organization, BNI.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the official BNI podcast brought to you by networkingnow.com, which is the leading site on the net for networking downloadables. I'm Priscilla Rice, and I'm coming to you from Live Oak Recording Studio in Berkeley, California, and I'm joined on the phone today by the founder and the chief visionary officer of BNI, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Hello, Ivan. How are you, and where are you?
I'm actually home this week. I'm in Austin, Texas, trying to catch up on some of my writing.
Oh, great.
So today I'm going to talk about, I think, a really interesting topic, and it's based on some research that Beatrice Spadaccino did recently, and it was about one-to-ones. So when you give a referral to someone, we've talked about this in podcasts before, when you give a referral to someone, you give a little bit of your reputation away. When you give a good referral, it enhances your reputation. You give a bad referral, it hurts your reputation. The referral process works most effectively when you know, like, and trust someone. So trust is particularly important. Therefore, referrals and trust kind of go hand in hand. So if trust is important to the referral process, how do you expedite that within the context of networking? How can you move that along? And BNI can be, I think, an accelerator of the process by reducing the time required to build trust between individuals. And one of the best ways to accelerate that trust is through regular one-to-ones. So research involving hundreds of BNI members in Europe was recently concluded by Beatrice and as part of her thesis at in Milan, Italy. And she had a really interesting thesis. And over the next few months, I'm going to be sharing some of the results of that. I co-authored an article with her in SuccessNet. And that's what I'm talking about today, is material from that article. And in here, there'll be a graph. So, you know, if you have a chance, if you're not listening to this on iTunes, go to bnipodcast.com, take a look at it so you can see the graph that I'll be talking about, because we're going to post the graph up here. So what's key in conducting an effective one-to-one is that it needs to be both structured and social. Just kind of interesting. You want it structured, but you also want it to be social. It needs to be the right combination of both a social discussion along with enough business and professional information to allow both parties to get to know one another better. And as you continue that process, you'll naturally discover, and this is the key, overlapping areas of professional and personal interest. The more you can find overlapping areas of professional and personal interest, the more successful the one-to-one is going to be. Now, one of the BNI tools that we recommend to use to help achieve this is the gains exchange. I've talked about gains exchange previously on podcasts. It stands for goals, accomplishments, interests, networks, and skills. We will have a PDF of the gains exchange also on this podcast so people can download it. So when you're doing your one-to-ones, try to use the gains exchange, particularly with other BNI members, because this instrument's a great tool to use in order to get to know people better, both socially and professionally. So we know that the quality of one-to-ones are important. What's interesting to see is the result of the research that Beatrice did. The quantity of one-to-ones, not just the quality, but the quantity, is really important. And you can see that in the graph that we're going to attach here. There is a direct linear correlation between the number of one-to-ones conducted and the number of referrals given and received. So that the more one-to-ones people did, the more referrals they gave, and the more referrals they received. Those who do three or four one-to-ones a month both give and receive almost double the number of referrals as people who do one or less a month. Let me repeat that.
Okay.
If you do three or more one-to-ones per month, you're more likely to give twice as many referrals. And more importantly, you're more likely to receive twice as many referrals as people who do one or less per month. So by just, if you say to somebody, I can tell you how to double the number of referrals you get in BNI. Anyone would say, yeah, please, tell me. Do three or four one-to-ones a month. Do one a week. And you will double the number of referrals that you get. You see, once you know someone and begin to develop a level of trust, you're clearly more likely to refer this person. Now, there's a lot of anecdotal evidence to support these findings. For example, episode 191 of the BNI podcast includes a great story. Priscilla, I don't know if you remember, it was with a BNI member named Alan, who was really concerned after the big recession of 2008. And he was a commercial real estate agent. He was decimated. The industry was decimated by the recession. Mm-hmm. But after he joined BNI, he just did a ton of one-to-ones. And he actually had his best year ever after the recession. During the midst of the recession, he had his best year ever because of the number of one-to-ones that he did. Do you recall that podcast?
You know, I don't recall the specific podcast, but the way this works, I've seen it over and over again in our group and my personal experience as well.
Yeah. So the Milan study that Beatrice did clearly shows hard evidence, of what Alan's story suggested, namely that there's a direct correlation between the number of one-to-ones carried out and the number of referrals that are generated, so that the higher the number of one-to-ones, the higher the number of referrals. Now, remember, they got to be quality one-to-ones. So if you're sitting down with someone and say, oh, yeah, so tell me about what you do again. What is it that you do? And here's what I do. And that's it. It's not a quality one-to-one. You have to be, you know, quality one-to-ones, and that's why we recommend the use of the Gains Exchange as a way to help make sure that you go deep and really do this properly. And it's okay to talk about some social things. For example, I know I've told the story about the two guys who found out they were both soccer coaches and all of a sudden, you know, really made a strong connection. And even though they'd been in the chapter together for a year and never referred each other, they started referring each other after they found out they were soccer coaches. You know, I've developed relationships, professional relationships with people after, you know, I found out that they loved to play chess and I love to play chess. And we started, you know, making a regular connection and stay in touch as a result of chess, for crying out loud. I mean, go figure.
Yeah.
But it's those social interactions that often really makes a really big difference. So BNI provides members with methods and instruments to activate this process. And as the results show from the study that Beatrice did, a BNI membership is a little bit like a gym membership. You know, paying the subscription to get fit is just not enough. You need to actually show up and work out.
Right.
In order to get the results. And, BNI functions the same way. The more effort you put into the program, the better the results. So start setting up your one-to-ones with your fellow members today. That's the most important message. 3 to 4 a month, and you are, over time, going to generate twice the number of referrals.
That's some great advice. I'm going to follow it myself.
And we'd love to hear your story. As I've always said, you know, if you are listening to this and you've had some great experience with one-to-ones and how they've helped you, please share that story here on BNI Podcast. Feel free to comment. I know I've said this before. I read every comment that goes up on BNI Podcast. And oftentimes I share those stories that you share. I share publicly at BNI events that I go to. So leave your message. Leave your story up here on BNI Podcast. That's all I've got for today, Priscilla, unless you have anything else.
No, I think that's it. So thank you so much, Dr. Meisner. And I'd just like to remind the listeners that this podcast has been brought to you by networkingnow.com, which is the leading site on the net for networking downloadables. Thank you so much for listening. This is Priscilla Rice, and we hope you'll join us next week for another exciting episode of the official BNI Podcast.